Okay, I think we're on. Yeah, okay.
So you introduced Andy.
Okay. This is podcast number 3 in the veritable stream of podcasts.
The number one with the martyrs present.
Just wait there. Okay. Wait there, Mr. Martyr himself. This is the first podcast with the whole of the Martyrs crew present, which is basically somebody else other than me. And this is Mr. Stuart Watson. He's available.
For what? Weddings?
Bar mitzvahs. all of those things. We don't want it to devolve into a series of really crass in-jokes, but it definitely will. There is no probably. I don't like probabilities. I like to be very clear. Is that okay with you? I'm moving away from the mic and being a bit of a dick, I'm going to push the mic over to Stuart Watson now. He's going to talk about what it's like to be a dick all of the time, because that's what he does, and that's his job actually.
Professional dick.
Didn't we just see some girls on the street before?
And you were
pretty much like a really good dick. You didn't dick them, but they wanted to have your dick. I think
they did. But the problem being is that I didn't want to give them my dick.
I didn't want to give them your dick.
No, but what they said, I think there was a number of issues with what happened tonight with those girls out there. One of them, they didn't look very pretty. That's the first.
Yeah, they were fucking horrible.
They were.
You should lean in more. They were not. I could put some headphones on the sound card so we could actually hear what we sound like, and it would be very quiet because his mic is shit.
Let's just do a whispering Bob Harris into it. No, not paedophile.
Whispering Bob paedophile. This is no comment on the quality of Bob Harris, by the way. He is a great, great man.
Paedophile.
And he is also a man who likes to bum kids.
Anyway, no, my this was my first question of you tonight.
And of me? Why has this suddenly become a situation where you're allowed to question me? I don't understand.
Because you've turned a mic on, I'm allowed to now.
All right, okay, question me then, fucking...
My first question.
Nasty piece of surprising work.
It's an observation rather than a question, but actually I've just questioned myself now. Right, the thing being, right, is they're quite ugly anyway, those girls, weren't they?
Yeah, they weren't pretty.
They were going to a party.
They were alright then. They weren't like fucking butt ugly or anything like that.
No, they were alright.
Okay. I mean, you can. Yeah, okay. Just to emphasise that silence. We were having a moment where we thought about how ugly they were, or if that ugliness was transcendable.
That's what we were doing. And it probably was. That's what we were doing.
Oh, yeah, it was definitely transcendable. They weren't that ugly. It was transcendable ugliness. And I think we've got to our point, so let's move on.
My first point was basically. They kind of like harangued us from the other side of the road, and then they told us there was this party, this mystical party somewhere.
It wasn't necessarily a mystical party. Paul Quinn weren't playing live.
That would have been cool.
That would have been. I would have definitely gone.
If they said to me, "Hawkin, this is when you need to cut into some Hawkin now."
Yeah. Well. Yeah. Okay. Well, I can actually cut.
Silver machine, Motorhead.
Yeah. Well. Okay. And at this point, I'm going to cut into some Motorhead. Okay, that was the silence.
We're after
the Motorhead now.
All right, okay. Wasn't that a good track, everybody?
Yeah, that was a fucking great track.
I like Motorhead.
By Motorhead.
Yeah. They are good at what they do. No, it wasn't by Motorhead, it was by Hawkwind. It was called Motorhead. That's why he named after his band.
Why don't you shut up? You're in the podcast.
I hope you have just played Motorhead by Hawkwind and not some Motorhead track.
Do you want me to play Motorhead by Hawkwind? I can definitely get that. I'll play that in the past.
Yeah, but this has been... this is good.
This is amazing, isn't it? You can do it.
We're talking about the past.
And also, can I just inform all podcast listeners at this point that we're doing this with a picture of Lord. And I mean Lord, because he's the biggest Lord ever of Mountbatten. Great, great man. Blown up by the IRA, which made him greater, I thought.
And what's quite ironic is he's actually got his photo by the sea.
Exactly.
Which he died on.
Exactly, which also makes me feel a little bit nostalgic for those days when I was part of the IRA.
He looks nostalgic as well.
Yeah, he does. He's nostalgic for the days that I was part of the IRA, because I never would have blown him up.
No, I think he's nostalgic for the days when he was all one piece.
Right, anyway, I think it's time for some music, because we've just talked a hell of a lot. So let's just play some tunes.
Behold.
That's right.
I was sitting in my palace, meditating upon the being who created me, when the voice of my thoughts,
turn the mic off,
telling me to make two golden obelisks for him. My spirit took fire, thinking of what the men who would later see these monuments would say. They would say, why this mountain of gold? But my dream was beyond my power. My two obelisks were not of gold, but of single stone, hard granite without a join. And the expedition to bring the stone to me took 7 months.
Okay, I'm sorry about this. I've just realised that the mixer isn't plugged in. This is probably the most professional piece of podcasting and radio show ability that you'll ever look. So, on that note, I'd like to introduce you to the cast of It Ain't Half Hot Mum.
Is it?
Fucking no way, of course not. Oh my God,
stayed out just to sleep straight through it.
Sorry about that. That was the track. That's the end of the track. Can I just say that we were exceptionally disorganised this evening. I'm going to do something now.
Which is no bad thing.
No, it's no bad thing. And sorry, I walked into the microphone just then.
How did you walk? You were sitting down.
I've got incredible knees. And they really...
They are incredible.
They are.
They are. As a guest, I feel intrigued by his knees.
My knees aren't a guest.
But that would make me the voice of your knees.
Maybe there's two guests. Maybe there's two guests. One of which is
your
is
knees. You.
Right. Can you just keep the non-existent audience interested?
I can. I'm going to ask them the question that I was going to ask you, which was these women we were talking about before, because obviously this isn't in the past anymore. I'm talking about it in the
is that the present? The present is the now, yeah.
And the question I had is, they came up to us and they said, there's this part, non-existent party, I should imagine.
Non-existent part?
A party, I should imagine, really, to be honest.
Okay, the next track's loading up, so.
But anyway, there was this non-existent party, I think, to be honest. And it was on the same road that we were walking up. Anyway, you don't need to know this, do you? Really? But anyway, the thing, that their opening gambit was, I mean, see what you think. Their opening gambit was, I've lost my MDMA. Now, if you're trying to attract people to go to a party with you, or to even engage in conversation with you, when you don't actually know them, and you know these girls to be flids who are like students.
Flids. Yeah. Can I just say, I totally renounce the use of the word flids. I think that's a definite reference to actual people who are thalidomides, and this podcast has no relationship to Stuart Watson, who is actually a flid hater. So anyway, I'll let him go.
Flid, but I can't actually get the mic back. Because, no.
That's because you're a flid. You can't get the mic back because you're a flid.
Anyway, their opening gambit was, we've run out of drugs, basically. Now, if you're trying to attract people to go where you're going, at about 2 a.m, I'd say. Why would you tell them you don't have any drugs? That's what I don't understand. If I was trying to attract people somewhere, I'd go, there's this great party. Where is it? Oh, it's just down the road. Come with me a minute. What's there? There's loads of drugs. It's great. And free beer. And then the people would go with you, wouldn't they, Pucky?
And they might not knock themselves with their own mic.
They might not twat themselves with a mic, but yeah, they would go with you. And also, can I just also point out at this point that I am also a very much an also person, and I'm an also ran. But at the same time, this podcast does not condone the use of MDMA and does not condone the use of any drugs of any kind. Does not condone the walking of the streets of Fallowfield. In fact, this podcast does not condone podcasting. Because that would be...
This is a surrealist podcast.
It isn't
actually a podcast.
I don't actually believe in any of the things we're doing. And even sitting down. Sitting down is actually possibly a very dangerous thing.
Sitting down is possibly the worst crime against humanity. Okay. All the worst crimes against humanity have probably been conducted while someone's been sitting down, to be honest. Hitler probably was sitting down when he decided to kill all the Jews and the gays and black people and stuff. He probably was, but you can say you don't condone that as well, if you like.
Yeah, you can say that if you don't condone that if you like. I mean, but obviously, you probably...
Obviously, it'd be a big fallacy.
Obviously, yeah, you're probably the outlier, because you probably wouldn't agree. Anyway, this is this is Francesco Tristano, and this is a melody. that's still recording.
Hi, yeah, I'm just going to interrupt right now because, well, this is a great track. This is Francesco Tristano, and this is The Melody, and this is a Carl Craig remix. I'd just like to say that Carl Craig is possibly the big boss. Hold on a second, I'm just going to do a mic check. A mic check, a 1, 2, a 1, 2, 3, a mic check. Are you ready? Are you ready for a mic check? Okay, that's a mic check. I hope your ears are buzzed, you cunts. Okay, so...
Can you get back to your whispering Bob Harris voice?
Possibly. Possibly.
It makes me feel more comfortable.
I don't want to be whispering Bob Harris. Okay. I'd like to welcome you all to...
Don't we all feel reassured?
Welcome
if
you
there
to...
Are.
Well, there are. There's about 23.
I like the way you said that in your whispering Bob Harris.
There's definitely...
We should actually play a bit of Martyrs as well, then.
I think we should play. No, it's not fully formed yet. Just to re-inform you guys out there in I was going to say podcast land, but that would have been extremely cheesy. So I'd like to call it instead something that's very dear to my heart: fucking idiot land, fucking twat, fucking why you listen to this, you wanker land.
That's better than ponder land, which is the best
that
I've come off radio.
I like Russell Brand. I like.
Why did he have to apologise?
Exactly. Yeah, I do agree with that. Though, why the fuck did he have to apologise?
I don't understand that.
It was one of the most. It was one of the funniest things that I've ever heard. And why the fuck did he have to apologise? Jennifer Ross. Yeah, of course he has to. Gets paid £60 million a year for being a fucking dick. But Russell Brand gets paid like nothing compared to him.
Yeah, but compared to him, but that's probably quite a bit too.
Yeah, still, but compared to a single mother in Clapham,
the person they were having to go at made his career of being basically glorifying racism. So it's like I.
Exactly. Yeah. No, I totally agree. He can't suddenly get all fucking holier than thou when he fucking was the most xenophobic twat in the world. Andrew Sachs, I'm gonna fuck your door. I'm gonna fuck your mum. I'm gonna fuck the whole of your family. I'm gonna fuck you up the arse. I'm not even gonna fuck you up the arse. I'm gonna fuck you in the eyeball, you fucking cunt. And that's my sorry. Can I just say at this point that Stuart has made. Put down the picture of Mountbatten.
So I turned Mountbatten over so he doesn't have to listen.
So exactly, it's really, because obviously we don't want to offend Mountbatten, because it's obviously did a great, great lot of work for the British way of life, and I think that's what we've, and this podcast is pretty much.
He wears polo necks.
It's solid. It's solid, and he lives by the sea, and he is solidly. This
dies
podcast.
By the sea.
This solidly.
Lives by the sea. Dies by the sea.
This podcast is solidly about the British way of life. That's exactly what this is. What this podcast is wholly about. So, okay, I'm gonna play another tune for you now. Anyway,
oh, this is Claw. This is good. I chose this.
Yeah, I'm gonna fuck up the mix. So watch out. This is far too far. Master tempo. There we go. That's the right thing. The ones that you need never wanted to stay, and the remaining ones feel the same. Ones that are susceptible. Little lost and found. You look a little.
I'm sorry about that. The attacks on Mumbai, otherwise known as Bombay, have basically created a lot of problems for this podcast, because obviously we're both very much involved in the higher echelons of the Hindu caste system. And, it's just been a little bit embarrassing.
You don't wash one hand, or something?
Yeah, exactly. Well, you should know.
What about washing one hand?
Well, no, you're one of the biggest members of Hinduism I've ever met.
One of the biggest? Are you trying to say I'm fat?
I'm definitely trying to say Steve's fat.
This is another good track.
Anyway, so yeah, this is for you. The people.
Do you have info things on your podcast? Info.
Excuse me a second. Can I just interrupt the podcast to say that Stu is a technical idiot because he is incredibly good with Macs, and we are in this podcast. We are resolutely PC. We believe in Bill Gates. Bill Gates is our brother. Bill Gates is our love. We believe in Windows PC. We hate Macs. And Stuart is a Mac.
Steve Jobs is better than.
No, Matt, isn't he? He's a fucking dick.
Anyway, little.
So, and that's why Stuart's broken the whole podcast.
I've done nothing. Anyway,
exactly. That's what you're doing. You've done nothing.
They're quite happy to let me go on about Claw for a bit. Claw, they're the first people. That, you know, who's those people that did Stars of CCTV?
Oh, fucking them. They're awful wankers.
Yeah, what are they called?
Hardfi.
That's the ones, Hardfi. Claw actually disowned Hardfi after they put them out of their club.
Did they actually own them? How could they disown someone they didn't actually own?
Claw put on a club night, and they put them on as one of the starting sort of things on their club night, and then they disowned them, which I thought was very good of them.
I'm not quite sure of what Stuart's trying to say with disowned. Obviously, they disowned
any sort of like friendship.
Disenfranchised, disavowed, perhaps. As you'll know, being fans of this podcast, that Simon is...
uses big words.
And is very, very accurate with his words. And he's basically taking Stuart to task over a very minor point, and is sounding a little bit like a prick for doing so. But that's par for the course.
Basically, my point is, Claw good. Hardfi? Is that who they're called? Shit.
Yeah, they're called Hardfi.
They're pretty shit, though.
Yeah, they're fucking wank.
Anyway, listen to this. This is a blast from the past, I think is what they call it in radio terms, don't they?
Really slow, though.
That's why... He needs to speed this up, probably, though, shouldn't he? He's doing it now.
Speed it up. Goodbye.
Mankind, poison.
Me and Stuart have just been discussing how slow this is compared to the original.
It is quite slow.
It's very slow.
Could he not handle the vocals, maybe?
How do you handle a vocal?
With kid gloves.
World stops turning. This is where the body's burning. No more war pigs have the power. Hand of God has struck the hour. Day of judgment, God is calling. On their knees, the war pigs crawling. Begging mercy for their sins. Satan laughing spreads his wings.
Okay, this is a 1-2, a 1-2, a 1-2. What I really wanted to ask you right now, over the garden fence, was, how's your mother? Because, basically, I've seen her walking around some really fucking slutty clothes. And she's really upset me. Because it's not... No, I'm not bothered about
wearing... Why would she upset you? Because you're my mother.
I'm not bothered about wearing slutty clothes. Slutty clothes.
Sooty clothes.
Chimneys aren't an issue.
No, I was thinking more about the magic. What's the puppet called? Sooty. And sweep.
Have you been wearing sooty clothes? That'd be it, because they are... If you wear Sutty's clothes...
Dirty. You are a dirty whore.
Do you often say that to your mum's, do you?
Oh, dirty whore.
No, dirty.
Dirty whore. Well, she doesn't know what it means, so I don't even know what it means, to be honest.
Anyway, Sutty's clothes, very small, and they're not...
And dirty.
Well, they're not right, really, for a young lady, even though my mum's not a young lady. Anyway, how did this get onto my mum? Anyway...
you brought that onto your mum.
I did not bring... I never brought anything onto my mum. Not a pox. Not even a smile.
You never brought a smile to your mother?
No fucking no way.
That's
Freud. Why would I?
There's got to be something Freudian about that. No, you don't smile at your own mother.
I didn't say I didn't smile at my mother, but...
Oh, you don't bring a smile.
You smile onto her. That'd be like fucking some perverse use of grammar. I don't do that to my mother.
Well, you don't use a perverse...
I don't grammatise my own mother. You don't
use a perverse form of grammar at your mum?
No. I refuse to, and I never will.
Fair enough.
I treat my mother like a fucking human being, not some kind of linguistic object as you treat all people. anyway, and that was a really random piece of insult. So,
is this what they call an insertion? No, it's not.
This is an Islamist insertion.
No, what's the thing they call in between two songs on a radio show? It's not an insertion. It's not a fill, is it?
Pocky itching his balls.
No, it's what is it?
Right, anyway, fuck all this. Give us 2 seconds, we'll
this
put
it is, to this
you.
Is my next... No.
Well, you carry on talking while I put it to you.
Alright, this is my next selection, which is... well, I think it's a good track, anyway. And...
Hold on a second, this is... So it probably is coming through live before you can actually hear this, but we can't hear in the studio. Yeah, there you go!
And it's playing at a million miles an hour. How cool is that?
Alright, okay, let's stop and start again.
He's done this How good is that?
It's really hard. Ableton works to the master tempo, so unless you're really concentrating, you can't really...
And we're not
concentrating. We don't give a fuck.
And you probably need to turn the mic down.
So,
aren't you going to get feedback if you've, like, playing it?
Oh, no, there's no feedback.
Is this one of the advantages of
it? Can I just say something to all the listeners out there, all the podcasters? Yeah, okay, do your own fucking podcast.
Ableton's quite good though, by all accounts. It seems quite easy. Well, when Pocky's here. Anyway, then.
Even though he gets it all fucking wrong and plays it all at the wrong speed. Yeah, it's a fucking dream.
We've got a band together. And we're going to be doing some tracks, and if you're lucky, you might get to hear one of our tracks later on tonight, or the day, or whenever you do listen.
It's not that late.
No, but when do people listen?
No, it is that late.
When do people? No, I'm not going to tell them the time because that'd just be wrong.
That'd ruin the podcast. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So when do people listen to podcasts? Generally, as a rule.
Can I just say at this point, I don't really understand the question and I don't really like it. So I think
should we put Queens in the
Yeah, screen? Yeah, please. Because when do people listen to podcasts? What kind of fucking question is that? Idiot.
I thought it was quite a relevant question.
I think it is a quite a relevant question.
Okay. To be honest,
I've never listened to a podcast. That's our track.
Oh, shit.
This is our track. Listen how good it sounds. Oh, no, now he's stopped that. Now he's going to put Queens of the Stone Age back. That's Queens of the Stone Age again. This is from halfway through the track, which you probably don't want
it.
Well,
it's right from the beginning. It's like, it cuts in.
How does it?
Oh. Yeah, it's turned the mic off. Mic off!
Okay. There you go.
Yo, that was great. That was fucking whatever. Blah.
Queens of the Stone.
There's lots of words, and they're all.
They were good lyrics.
They're all remarkably big words. Not in the Queens of the Stone Age songs. They're mastercrafters.
Like pop, photo.
Pop song. Yeah, that's a big word. That's like at least four letters.
Graph.
The four letters of you. No, not photograph. Photo just with an F.
Or an F.
Yeah.
Photo.
That's
just disregarding the English language, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
I hate when people do
fucking
that.
Fucking, I hate the English language.
No, but I. I hate when it's disregarded like that.
Disregarded?
Well, it's a total disregard. It's a total disregard of the rules of the English language.
The rules! Right, okay. Disregard. Right, okay. What does that mean?
It means you ignore.
It means you refuse.
Yeah, you refuse. You disregard. You refuse to acknowledge.
You refuse to acknowledge it, exactly. But it doesn't mean you don't think it exists.
I never said that. I just said
and
it's
a really, that's a really clever point, and I think you shouldn't I think you shouldn't apply that
because he said it
to a Scally, because I don't think a Scally refuses to I refuse to acknowledge this. But
which Scully are you talking about?
Hold on a second, I'm just checking if this mic still recording. Hold on a second. Listeners, cover over your ears.
Yeah, the mic's still working.
You've done that twice now.
I'm an engineer. I'm an engineer. I'm an
apologist. What sort of engineer twats their mic to see if it's working?
Because he can't remember the last time he swiped the mic. Because he's a dick.
This is probably something in some hip hop song somewhere. I'm twatting the mic.
Twat the mic. Got the mic, get it right.
Straight out of Compton, I twat the mic.
Straight out of Mike Twattington. Anyway.
This is one of our songs, I think.
Okay, so yeah.
This is one of our songs, and we're called Martyrs. This is only a really, really rough sketch, but listen and see what you think. You probably won't like it. I don't.
Definitely won't like it.
Of slaps that are kind of echoey and yet a little bit sad in a few in the next few minutes, that'll be me fucking launching my entire physical frame into the stupid Scottish fucking ginger. He claims he's blonde. I don't believe it.
I am blonde. Scottish
fucking ginger head twat.
I've got a ginger beard.
Exactly, and you've got them hair. So,
no.
Make of that
Fulham sort of like chant or something.
you got no hair, you are shit. Yeah.
And we don't care.
I do care. I care a lot. And I'm a bit.
That was one of our tracks.
I'm a bit sad about the fact that she is obviously socially incapable.
I'm sorry. He didn't like the fact that he had to sing in public, I think.
Right, fuck off. Right, fuck all this!
Are we going to put a track on again? Oh, this is a good track, considering this is my, because I've got choice.
Can you learn how to speak before going?
This is my choice of tracks tonight, and this like pertains to the women we saw before, which you would have heard earlier on in the show, which I've probably forgotten about now. Anyway, this is a good track. I really like this track.
It's really fast though.
That's really too fast.
It's incredibly fast.
It's too fast again.
I'm going to sort it out.
I might sort it out in a minute. I'm not actually that bothered with it.
Taking control back over of the tune. Up until now, it's been my choice of tunes. So we're going to see the first bit of Puppy laid bare, really, I suppose, is what we call it. And he's going for it. He's clicking away. He doesn't.
No, I'm not going for it, actually. I'm actually, I don't really care for you. I think you're a bunch of fucking idiots.
So he's going to play it for me and him, which is quite romantic, I think.
I think it's very romantic.
That's very nice of him, isn't it?
By the way, if any of you try and get in touch with me in any way after this podcast, which I think is highly unlikely, but if you do, and you even try and speak to me in the street, what I'm likely to do is I'll ignore them. I mean, why would what I'll do is I'll ignore you, and then I'll probably,
you ignore me,
no, not you, but I'll ignore, right. I'll ignore them, and then what
can
I'll
you
do
me
no, I'll trace them to where they live. and then I'll hang around the house in the car.
Can you ignore me as well?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right, okay.
That was kind of planned in. Right. Anyway, that was kind of planned.
So anyway, you're going to follow them to the
house? No, I'm going to follow them to the house. And then I'm going to just watch. Wait.
Just watch?
Just for a bit.
What constitutes a bit?
The bit until they leave.
So you're going to wait until they leave the house, actually.
Yeah, I'm going to wait until they leave the house.
And then what are you going to do to them?
I'm not going to do anything to them.
Why not?
I'm not gonna, look, you've got to get past this point that I'm going to do anything to them. This is really...
I thought this is what you were building up to. I was getting all excited.
Wait. Oh, it does get better, but you just need to calm down.
I'm sorry.
You're just getting really overexcited about me committing violence to random strangers.
I never said violence. I just said you were going to do something.
Well, just any kind of fucking... You know, just chill.
All right, go. Anyway,
carry on with your... What I'm going to do is, I'm going to actually wait.
Yes.
Wait for them to leave. I'm going to wait for them to leave and then watch them drive away.
House, flat, or bungalow.
Look, it's Christmas time, yeah? Definitely family involvement at the moment. So this is the ideal time to really fucking, really mess with somebody's entire life.
So you are trying to cause violence?
Yes, of course I am. And then...
So you were lying?
Yeah. Of course I was lying.
So carry on.
I'm going to follow them via motorised vehicle.
So you're going to drive? Or are you going to get someone to drive?
I don't know, actually. Congestion charge.
In Chester?
Is it in Chester? Is this in Chester? Okay. New fantasy.
Oh, actually, no, we're in Manchester.
Anyway, we get to the house. I'm not going to do anything. Do you know what I'm going to do when I get to the house?
I like the way Whispering Bob Harris has come back into it.
Do you know what I'm going to do when I get to the house? Find their children. Do you know what I'm going to do? Absolutely fucking nothing.
And that'll fuck them up.
I haven't finished yet. I've written down the number of the house.
Yeah.
And basically, yeah, I'm going to rape your mum. So, anyway.
You couldn't rape my mum?
Yeah.
How does that hurt then? So you're going to follow them all the way back to the house and then you're going to come and rape my mum? I don't understand.
That's pretty much the idea.
I'm still a bit lost, to be honest. You're going to hurt them by raping my mother.
All I know is, I hope your mum doesn't listen to this.
Chris, well, my mum's not going to be listening to this because you're going to be getting raped by Pocky by the sounds of it. I don't know what this is. He's putting something on.
I think he's still searching.
Let's talk about going out in Manchester. We went out in Manchester.
Oh, I know it's fun.
Oh, he's fun.